And we're off.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it.
Hey everybody, big one today. Wooden hangers, some Oprah talk, old man candy.
Meet you downstairs in the bar and her. Your rolled up sleeves in your skull t-shirt. You say, why did you do with him today? And sniff me out like I was Tanqueray. Cause you're my fella, my guy. Hand me your
snow. Oh, Amy. We miss you so much, Amy Winehouse. You would have been the perfect one if your name was only Amy Beershank or Amy Whiskey Hole. Well, you kind of were Amy Whiskey Hole, let's be realistic. But I say that in as loving a way as possible. Welcome, everyone. We've got a lot to cover today. So much going on. You know, the fall happens and boy, my schedule comes crashing down. I had to beat up a middle schooler and take his planner today. Said, hey kid, you got a planner? And he said, sure, mister, I got one. Beat the shit out of him and took it because I need it. I have plans. See, this is the thing. Kid has planner, you know. I would put things in my planner as a kid because they'd say, they made us have planners, you know, as much as you can make. I wish I could go back and do some things different like everyone. And one thing is, anytime I say, well, they made us do this, I'd say, I don't know. I don't know how much they can make you. What are you going to do? Give me a C grade in earth science? Okay, well, I guess I'll just have to be an outer space scientist then. Big fucking deal. You know, I'm a grown up. I can handle it. Ooh, there we go. We just got some sound, huh? I wanted to get right into a little something. It is Halloween time. Halloween time is candy time, right? We all enjoy a nice plastic pumpkin full of candy. If you don't have a plastic pumpkin, I recommend getting one. You need to do this because this will make people feel okay about coming to your home. They'll eat all your candy and you'll feel like you've provided something nice. However, there are some candies that I think need to be discussed because frankly, some of them are absolutely vile. Now, I was talking to a coworker who is not from this land. She is from a different land. I don't know if I want to say exactly which one. However, I did have a story from this land that I thought we should cover really quick. Hop aboard. Kangaroo shuts down Australian airport. Now, you could color me surprised, which I think is the color yellow and brown mixed because it's a poo and pee mixture that I've made in my pants. That's true surprise. But, yeah, so basically this is the equivalent of if, you know, a dog wandered into any American airport and we said, fuck this, I guess we're closed. I might do some Australian accent here and I just want you to know that this is not good, okay? I know that I'm not good at these things, but I do it. So, an injured kangaroo shut down part of a Melbourne... See, this is how you be Australian. You don't say... An injured kangaroo shut down part of Melbourne Airport. You say Melbourne Airport on Wednesday. That's how they say Wednesday. After it hopped through the busy terminal and into a drugstore. Now, first of all, Australia, do we have a drugstore in the airport? Yeah, what the fuck? Why not? I don't know. Some people say America is really awesome, but no drugstore in the airport. You know, you might get a thing and they give you that little fuck you packet. It's a little satchel that has two fucking Advil in it. Wow. That's great. God forbid we have people taking drugs that just make them pass out on the airplane. That would just be awful, wouldn't it? God forbid I'd be able to get loaded in the bar, take a couple little fun pills, and then just go away. And then, you know, I wake up somewhere completely unfamiliar to me in a complete panic and just attack the man next to me in the seat. That life doesn't sound so bad. You know, I'm a good apologizer, so I think it would work out. I think we could make it happen, me and this mysterious stranger, beautiful stranger, as Madonna would say. Police in the southeastern Australian city secured the store before wildlife workers tranquilized and captured the animal. Given the name Cyrus, why not, after one of his rescuers, the male eastern gray kangaroo. I like this too, when they, you know, the news is like, we have no story. What kind of kangaroo was? Who fucking cares? You know. When someone says, oh, a bird, I hit a bird with my car, and then someone says, what kind of bird was it? I say, fuck you, it was a bird. Who cares? That is not important in this story. You know, I saw a bird get hit by a bus and it exploded. If it's a fucking bald eagle, I'll let you know, but otherwise I'm going to say a bird. It's either a bird, a bald eagle, or a bat. Okay, there's no, oh yeah, it was a finch. You know, an Atticus finch. Cyrus was now in veterinary care, said Karen Masson, chief executive of Wildlife Victoria. The terminal is near Bushland, frequented by groups of kangaroos, with some ending up stranded in the airport's parking lot several times a month. We get calls, Masson said. There are a lot of roos out there. I have no idea what they talk like. It's like, that's my Australian accent. Yeah, we get calls. There are a lot of roos out there. Crikey. I mean, there's a video here. I don't know if there's any audio in here. It's like 40 seconds of it hopping into a pharmacy. See what happens. Nothing's happening. It's just blackness. I guess we just imagine it. Oh, it opens up a whole player. That's really nice. Oh, we get a commercial for Windows 8. Hey guys, you want to get Windows 8? It's amazing. It's like if you turned your computer into a worthless phone and it had a computer. And you could run both of these things at once to a Arcade Fire song, or either a knockoff Arcade Fire song, probably. Imagine, Microsoft Dynamics, what is that? That's not even a thing. Oh, here's a crappy-looking phone that looks like it's waterproof because it's yellow. That's great.
A shop on the second level of Melbourne's domestic airport had a rather unusual visitor.
There's about 800 cops outside. And they've closed it in the store using the mall security gates.
A passing kangaroo hopped into this pharmacy to the surprise of shoppers. The shop was
There's a guy in a security vest wearing shorts.
Locked down while wildlife volunteers cornered the distressed animal.
Yeah, good idea.
He has got injuries to his feet at the moment. His claws are quite worn. That's from hopping down the tarmac and things like that.
After
his claws are worn out from hopping down the tarmac. He hasn't had a delicious Australian steak or bloomin' onion in days, so I fear for his survival. Foster's. We transfused him with Foster's beer in hopes of healing him up.
Careful coaxing, the kangaroo was caught and sedated. It was placed in a bag and taken to a veterinarian.
Placed in a bag. We just put him in one of our kangaroo sacks. Took him to the hospital.
For closer examination.
This wildlife lady's fairly attractive, I have to say. You know what you should do if you're in a weird country? Is just make sure that your people who end up on the news are attractive. Just hire celebs. Because that's going to give me a much better feeling about your country. You know, if I see something about Germany and they're like, German police were on the scene and it shows them kind of next to a car chatting and it just looks like, you know, the worst, dumpiest Franz man you've ever seen in your life. Or you could just get, basically Germany's Gerard Butler Schmidt. Just have him standing there and I'm like, hey, all right, Germany's doing pretty good. This whole thing about whites has worked out for them. I think this is going to be okay. Cheers to Germany. So anyway, that's Australia. So we were talking about, though, one thing they have is actual candy that isn't horrible. So I was telling her about some of the candies we had here that she didn't know about. And I started off with Stork Chocolate Raisin. Do you guys remember that? Let's play a commercial for it. Oh, you know what? First,
hello and welcome before, to Rosetta Stone TV. I'm your host.
Before there's a 30-second commercial from 1996 for Stork Chocolate Raisin, we get a 2-minute and 34-second ad for a Rosetta Stone.
Hi, guys.
Talking to animated cum drops about an app for Rosetta Stone for kids. Our first series of mobile. She's wearing a horrible necklace and a shirt that is going to embarrass her for the rest of her days. Taking in everything around them. These guys are living in little cardboard boxes, playing games. Simple, fun, and intuitive tools to support. I hate this. I hate this so much. The ABCs of Rosetta Stone Kids. We're only 30 seconds into this. We're watching these little cum drops and their eyes jump around. A mixture of English reading and Spanish speaking. Oh, thank Christ. Skip ad. Here we go. Stork Chocolate Raisin, everybody. All right, some bitch in an art museum staring at a painting, and some guy standing right behind her like a fucking creep in a suit jacket and white pants. You are the one who and she's clearly got her mouth fucking completely full. She's got about 8 Stork Chocolate Raisins in her mouth at once, chewing. So, you know, I thought she was looking at a painting, but it turns out she's just entered the art museum in order to stuff her stupid face with candy. And she's going to turn around, and the guy's going to see her mouth is full of candy. He laughs. That's it. Now we're on an airplane. Guy's eating a whole goddamn family bag. This is a businessman in a tie sitting next to another businessman in a tie, which is not at all like air travel today. However, the one man is eating a family-sized bag of Stork Chocolate Raisin. That is like today, you know. You'll get on a plane, I swear to God, and someone will just have the family-sized bag of Cheetos. And not even just Cheetos. It's those Cheetos that are made like waffle fries. Let's not be experimenting with goddamn huge bags of Cheetos in the airplane, okay? One businessman can't get his briefcase open, so the guy smacks it on the top and it pops open. So apparently it's a piece of chocolate with chew put on the outside, which is not specified. Now there's a dad drinking coffee, and his son is reaching up on the table to grab his chocolate. And the dad slides it over to him. A shitty-looking bald dad. You know, one thing I'll say about commercials in the 90s, you did not have to look. That was like Dennis Franz sliding that over to his kid. You did not have to look like goddamn fake German Gerard Butler. You could look like a complete piece of shit, and they say, yeah, let's have him on the commercial. What the hell? And so I was explaining that this candy is for old people. And you could be sure that it was for old people because I'm not kidding. When you search Stork Chocolate Raisin, you know, and Google has the suggestions up at the top of like, you know, people who search this also search that. And it said Werther's Original, which is obviously an old people candy. Now, Werther's Original had some of the strangest commercials I've ever seen. Here's one from the 80s. Let's see what you think.
You know, I can still remember
old Mr. Belvedere with a crap mustache sitting in a chair. You know what I love about old guys? I love this look where they're wearing a shirt and tie and then like a crappy button-up sweater, you know, over it that you know just stinks like rolled-up smoked salamis.
But the very first sweets given to me by my grandfather, they were Werther's.
My grandfather.
Original. And I was poor.
I was poor.
I had trouble opening that shiny golden wrapper.
I had a little trouble opening the wrapper because I was retarded.
Then, well, I'll never forget that first taste. Sweet.
We're watching a living Chucky doll pop a butterscotch into his mouth. And he's about to do the best acting of his child acting career because he didn't just go like, what the fuck? What is this?
And creamy and uncommonly good.
Uncommonly good. Not great, but the common good, a little better than that.
I remember feeling
Oh, Jesus. This kid has like an adult man's body. He's got a beer gut and he's wearing a sweater with a shirt that has a collar poking out over the top. Holy Christ. He looks like the bad guy from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Very special when my granddad gave me his wonderful butter candy. Well,
his wonderful butter candy. That sounds very, you know, it's a creepy way to have a movie. You have like an old pimp, you know. Why don't you come over here and let me taste of your wonderful butter candy? And then the door closes and the, you know, the camera pulls out to the door and you just see the door crack closing.
Now I'm the granddad.
And now I taste of my grandson's wonderful butter candy.
And what else would I give my little grandson but my Werther's original? After all, he's someone very special too, you know.
Oh, he just kissed him. And then the kid went, I mean, these commercials are very strange because it's like, you know, it doesn't really tell you anything about the candy. It barely even shows the candy. They do say Werther's original about 5,000 times. They say we have 41 seconds. Make sure you say the words Werther's original as many times as possible in that time period. You know what I mean? Werther's Original is a great candy because Werther's Original was designed by Werther's Original artisans in the Werther's Original region of Werther's Originalton. Jesus Christ. I'd like to see one, though, that's from the, that I remember from my days here. Let's try this one. This is from the 1996. It's always an old man. Horrible grandpa.
Hi, grandpa.
Oh, God. Kid coming in with a sack of groceries. Grandpa, again, shirt, tie, horrible sweater to cover it, reading the paper, you know, reading from a stack of newspapers he keeps in the garage soaked in gasoline for when he's ready to kill himself.
Hey there, Ryan.
Whoa, Ryan is wearing a gigantic shirt. Oh, my God. They high-fived.
I can't imagine how many different butter candies I just saw in the store.
Yes, I can't imagine that.
But you can't imagine how many of them had golden wrappers.
Well, I can't imagine that, too.
But, Grandpa, can you imagine that there are people who actually buy that other stuff?
No, I cannot imagine that.
Just like I can't imagine a world where you would marry a black son, I can't imagine there were other candies that would do that. That was horrible. That was real bad. That was bad. You know, we're touching, we're, you know, he comes over, he says, hey, Grandpa, I bought you your favorite candy. Can you believe some fucking suckers would really do that? And he says, oh, son, only pores would do that. You know, sickening Grandpa. I don't, you know, a horrible candy. Here's one from 2010. Now, I haven't seen this, so let's see where we evolved, because we were in the 80s, the 90s, and now the 2010s. Let's see what's happened.
I'll never forget my first visit to the Werther's Carol.
Oh, this
shop.
Is a girl. Oh, my God. She's in like a shitty Willy Wonka's place where it looks like they would slit your throat.
Delicious caramels everywhere.
Everywhere.
Soft ones, chewy ones, and one who was very sweet.
Oh, she's looking at an old man with a mustache. It looks like the real-life Super Mario.
I still go there every chance I get.
Werther's Original, because you are someone very special. Deliciously smooth and soft Werther's, with creamy chocolate inside.
Werther's.
New Werther's Original Eclair. Try now.
Werther sounds like something that, you know, yeah, I made an appointment with my doctor. I looked at my genital area and noticed some very disconcerting Werther's on the bottom of the hemisphere of my penis, my bottom hemisphere balls. I Werther. Let's not eat Werther's. So let's not eat Stork Chocolate Raisin. Let's not eat Werther's. I have a few other candies we need to talk about. And foods. These are like kids' candies / foods. Okay? And here's another one I wanted to talk about. Hostess Fruit Pies. Did you ever have these? These are sort of like cold Hot Pockets that you would buy that were filled with fruit. You know, and they came in like apple pie, of course. There was a lemon pie. Basically, the lemon pie, imagine someone took a Hot Pocket drilled a hole in it, filled it up with lemon pledge spray, sealed it back up, and then was like, here, eat this. Would you like to heat it up in the microwave? You are taking your life into your own hands, but if you'd like to do it, that would be fine. You know. And they have, oh, it was fucking disgusting. Uncooked pie, basically. It's like if you combine the worst elements of a Pop-Tart and a Hot Pocket and then just stuffed it with goo, cold goo, you'd have a Hostess fruit pie. Inedible goo. You know, just craziness. And they used to have ads. Here was the problem. They had ads for them in comic books. And there was a thing, you know, if you saved enough wrappers or something, you could get one. Like, here's one. This is from a Spider-Man comic. Spider-Man meets the Homewrecker. Which is already great. I mean, I suppose that probably Spider-Man should be beating up, you know, people who are destroying homes. Let's see, where are we going here? Oh, Google, you've done me all wrong. Thing, a lesson learned. The Hulk versus the Fumi Goonies. That was creative. Which are guys in jungle outfits. Here we go, the Homewrecker. Which is a really ripped construction guy operating a wrecking ball. Spider-Man. The Homewrecker's on the ball again. If I don't do something fast, I'll be in no shape for that architecture class tomorrow. I don't know if that was a joke or what that is. I'll be in no shape for that architecture class tomorrow. Wrecker. I love to see that big black ball take its toll of walls. Oh, God. If he was a big black guy, that would be perfect. I love to see a big black ball take its toll on the walls. .com. And this time I've got a Spider-Man as a bonus. So he's just smashing up a house for no reason. He's like, I'll kill Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Another jolt like that in this building and this little old wall crawler will be flatter than pancakes. Good one. I've got to get Homewrecker's hands off these controls. He'll need both hands to catch these apple and cherry Hostess reserved fruit pies. And nobody's going to let them go by. Homewrecker. Face full of pies, smiling like an idiot. Mmm, I love that light, tender crust. The real fruit filling of Hostess fruit pies. I couldn't keep my hands off them. At least I could still enjoy this delicious Hostess fruit pie. The night wasn't a total loss. He's all tied up now. Ah, another bad guy all wrapped up. Now to get home and do my homework. So this is what would happen. You'd read comics, you're watching Spider-Man, and you're like tricked, you know. But he always fights this guy, too. Like, here's Spider-Man and the Fly, who's the guy with a fly face. He's got Spider-Man tied up. Spider-Man stands up, punches him in the head, and then is like, here, have a fucking fruit pie. Or Spider-Man and Break the Bank. Then there's, like, some crazy guy. I don't even know who he is. Error Yourself Printout Punk? The Printout Punk? And there's a vault full of Hostess cupcakes. What good is super wealth if I can't have all the great Hostess cupcakes in the city under my private lock and key? Delicious chocolatey icing, fresh Devil's Food cake, cream filling? That's what holds the most interest for me in this or any other bank. In this or any other bank, the most interesting thing is a fucking shitty Hostess cupcake. Good God. I mean, they weren't even trying. They're just like, we'll see you at jail. I sure hope I could eat fruit pies. This one appears to be Hulk punching down a tree. He's interrupted to eat a fruit pie and then goes back to punching. Oh, here's Daredevil, who's blind. If anyone should be able to resist Twinkies, which this one's for, it should be Daredevil. He should be like, dear God, I thought those were explosives. I had no idea. With my heightened senses, I could only see them as, you know, I thought that Twinkies were something you put on the edge of a door and then put a wick into them and blow the door off the hinges. Captain America comes on a bald man strangling Nick Fury. He covers his shield in Hostess fruit pies and throws it at the guy, and the guy says, oh, what's Fury compared to this great taste? Real fruit filling, light tender crust? Hostess fruit pies, that was using your brains, Cap. Hostess fruit pies, curses! Captain America is as smart as he is strong. Ooh, Jesus Christ. Fighting some evil man. Oh, again, This time, he at least turns the shield upside down to make a bowl before throwing it at this beast man. Then they sit by a tree together and enjoy some fruit pies. That's great. What a horrible thing they did to us, huh? Tricking us with that. So don't eat those. Don't eat those. Next candy on Pete's do not eat list, Astro Pop. If you remember Astro Pop, this was a yellow, green, and red popsicle thing that was made out of sticky resin. It was like eating a thing out of resin, you know, shaped like in a giant point. So basically it was designed to stab through your head. You had to suck it until it was sharp and then just, you know, stab it right through your fucking brain. The flavors went like this. Huge section of earwax flavored yellow. Medium section of somewhat minty sour apple combo green. A quarter inch of delicious red and then just a piece of wax. Don't eat it. We've got Necco wafers. Those are real. That's basically if you've ever been in a ceramics class and done the caning process. Someone took that jumbo chalk, caned it so it was little discs, little coins. You know what I mean? I used to like to get those arcade changer belts and just deal out Necco wafers to my friends. Here you go, have a wafer, son. I don't have any quarters for you, but here's a wafer. And they would just get mad. They also have chocolate Necco wafers, just in case the one was not horrible enough. You know, all the horror of the one with a chocolate, I don't even know what's in it. Some kind of cocoa powder, probably. They probably just pushed a black guy into the vat, and then they say, this is the chocolate version. This is going to be perfect. You're going to love it. Now we've got crows. A lot of dots are a very divisive candy, I found. Some people like their delicious, gooey, non-flavor. I'm amongst them. However, crows are, in case you ever wanted to enjoy a dot, but also the taste of burnt black licorice, crows are your answer, my friend. Delicious. How about candy dots? Candy dots. Now, this is where you get a receipt paper that's got basically little drips of candy on it. Now, they're all very uniform. They're in lines, you know, and they're pink and yellow and blue, all lined up. I remember getting these as a kid. I remember my brother eating these. I think this was just sort of a basically satisfied some kind of bizarre, what's that, OCD phase or something like that, where he just said, oh, okay. Okay, well, these are all lined up properly, and they're all pretty round and uniform. They're lined up. I can deal with this candy. This is a good candy for me. You know, ignore the fact that it's just stuck to paper, and ignore the fact that, you know, when you eat it, you're just eating 50% paper. It would be like, basically, imagine eating Pez, except instead of unwrapping the Pez, they just remain wrapped. That's the equivalent. That's how much paper to candy ratio we're talking about here. These are horrible candies. I don't want to talk about candy anymore, you guys. I'm supposed to eat candy. I have adult braces. Okay. It's horrible. It's always a weird thing, adult braces, too, because strangers will just bring it up. People that you know and see every day don't really talk to you very much about, like, your adult braces. But people that you see once every 3 years, you'll say, hey, how's it going? Good, how are you? Oh, I see you got braces. Yeah, I did. Would you like to talk about it? I would love to. No one's ever noticed. It's not like a goddamn haircut where I get it and go into work, giddy that someone will notice and then pissed that no one does. I know you know. Believe me. I know that you know that there's metal crisscrossing my entire mouth. I think it's a fairly obvious choice, right? Oh, you have braces? Oh, we've been on 5 dates. I didn't even know. Okay. Let's not talk about candy. Let's talk about something else. So holidays are coming up. And I would encourage everyone to make an Amazon wish list because that makes it very easy. However, this is my usual policy, by the way, and I plan to do this till the day I die. And you can put anything on your wish list, by the way. You get this little button on your browser. You just push the button. You can add anything from any web page on there. So it's the one-stop shop. It's perfect. However, there was a backfire. You know, I didn't know that my mom was making a regular rounds of my wish list. Because she's not buying things from the wish list. She's just, checking up on it. So at some point, I added, wooden hangers to my wish list. Because I was looking in my closet, looking at this whole hodgepodge menagerie of crazy hangers. Thick black plastic, thin white plastic. The crazy wire one with the paper Bennett's cleaning flag all over it. I don't know how I ended up with a dry cleaning thing. I've never dry cleaned anything. Yet somehow I have a dry clean hanger from a dry cleaner. I don't even know where it is. I don't know that it's real. I've begun to suspect that Bennett's Cleaning, what they do is sneak into houses and just add one of their hangers to your closet. And then, you know, when you eventually go to dry clean something, you're like, well, I guess Bennett's Cleaners is a thing, right? I've been trusting their name to hold one of my crap t-shirts for 20 years now. You know, it's one of these little things you can do, I think, to improve your home. You know, all matching nice wooden hangers. Everything looks very tidy. And when all the hangers are the same, the shirts are hanging at the same level. And, it's just a nice thing to do for yourself. It's just like, you know, you don't have a 800 different kinds of coasters because it's not a goddamn sports bar. And you get one set of five. Call it a day. So I put this on my Amazon wish list. You know, because the other thing is, as much as that's a nice thing to have, I recognize that this is not the thing that's going to change my life. I was talking to somebody today about, I hate to use this analogy, I wish I could think of something better. But it's kind of like when you see just like a complete horrible skid mark of a person and she's spending a lot of time doing her nails. And, you know, it's important that her nails look good. And you're like, Jesus Christ, you're completely falling apart at the seams. I think nails is 100 millionth on the list, or tanning. Tanning's another good one. People will do that. And you're just thinking, I mean, whether or not your tan is not, doesn't even crack the top 10 of things I'm going to ask about as far as, well, she's a 9, and if she tanned, she'd be a 10. No. When you're a 2, I guarantee you it's not a tanning issue. Okay, so wooden hangers is not my, you know, well, I'm a 9. My lifestyle is a 9. My apartment's about a 9.8. Wooden hangers is really one of the last things. So I know that that's not what's... I'm aware. Okay? I know. That said, I also know that, you know, you got to do the little things. So while I'm not going to spend $50 on hangers for myself, I'm willing to let someone else do it as a gift, and it'll, that'd be a nice gift. Nice little improvement. So I put it on there. So, my wonderful, well-meaning mom. I hope she never hears this, but what are you going to do? So, she comes over. We're going to go have a nice breakfast, as I do with my mom. She brings me, like, 3 wooden hangers held together with packing tape. I'm saying, you know, I'm like, what are these? What's this? And she said, oh, I saw on your wish list you had wooden hangers. So I bought you these. They were at the Ark, the thrift store. Just 3 wooden hangers bundled together with tape. I'm saying, oh, okay, well, that's cool. Next time I see her, same thing. 3 different hangers. Now, I don't know who donates hangers to the Ark, but I know that they're crazy people, and here's why. There are more different kinds of wooden hangers than you would ever imagine. I have a goddamn hanger that appears to be from a 1970s hotel and has a stamp on it that says Brooklyn, New York. why that exists in Northern Colorado in 2013 and how it ended up just taped to two other completely different wooden hangers, I don't fucking know. I don't know how that happens. I don't know why that happens. I don't know anything about anything anymore. My world has been rocked to the core. So now I have about 15 just completely off-the-wall wooden hangers. Okay? And they've got weird metals in them. I swear to Christ, one of them is rusting. I think one of them is rusting into my t-shirt. You know. So my goal of having these beautiful uniform wooden hangers has been sidelined by a well-meaning parent who is buying me these hangers, but they're just as different and crazy, just made out of wood. You know what it looks like? It looks like the closet I imagine someone having who lives in like a some kind of dome style house. They're like, oh, I crafted my own hangers from the trees that I felled in this area in order to erect my dome. Dome living is great. You know, I would love to live. I'm going to put up my plans for how I built my dome for free online. So go to PetesCrazyDome.com/plans. You can see how I did that. And then PetesCrazyDome.com/wooden hangers to see how you can carve a pine tree into, you know, five or six hangers. And also, basically, it's like a wooden shell around a wire. I can't have anything nice. You know what I mean? Because I don't have the guts to tell my mom, hey, this is completely defeats the point. Your nice gesture defeats the point of my wooden hanger idea. It's antithetical. I think the wooden hangers are better than the plastic hangers, but my nice uniform wooden hanger, so it looks like I'm at a goddamn clothing retail store. Ruined forever. You know, and these hotel hangers too are complete crap. I mean, now when you go to a hotel, in the closet there's a fucking whole row of hangers and they have a complete circle, so you can't even take it off the towel bar that they've erected in the closet and welded to the wall. There's like a few things they weld to the wall when you get to the hotel. They're like, well, this crazy-looking painting cost about $8. We better weld that to the wall. This towel bar that, you know, people are going to want to come in there and hang up their coats in the closet. I have never hung... Who is hanging their shit in the closet when they get to the hotel? I'm going to hang this, then I'll put my stuff in the drawers? You know, meanwhile, there's not a goddamn toothbrush cup in the bathroom. Nowhere to hang your toothbrush so that it's not touching. No one's figured out a way to have your toothbrush in the hotel and just like, just lay it on the counter. I'm sure that people aren't fucking on this counter in the hotel constantly. You know, I'm sure that there's nobody who's just puked all over this counter and poorly rinsed it down the sink. Just lay your fucking toothbrush out, man. I saw a ghost hunting show. They were saying, I think limestone, something like that, that it keeps, you know, vibrations in it or something. And, you know, so you see like a fake granite countertop and I'm like, oh, Christ. It basically has ghosts of sperm in it, tiny sperm ghosts just all over the counter. It's horrible. You know, and then the convenience, too, of a hanger that can't be removed from the closet. Well, yeah, I will just lean this out of the closet and lean my body into the closet to hang up my coat. That seems like a pretty good way to go. I can't think of any easier situation. I don't know why they don't design all closets with built-in fucking hangers that can't be removed. Well, that would be a real weird way to do it. I don't, you know, you would get locked up doing something like that where I come from. I'm going to be staying in a what I anticipate to be a horrible hotel in the near future. So get excited for that. I don't know if it'll be, you know, I've stayed in some shitholes. You know, the big sign, I think, of a true shithole is the TV. How thick is it from front to back when you're looking at it in profile? Also, one time I stayed in a hotel, and I shit you not, the TV controller was a Nintendo 64 remote. And this is what you use to change channel. And it was, like, glued to the nightstand. And this is how they greet you to the hotel. Although that was not worse than the hotel where on checking in, they said, okay, we have a remote for the TV and you have to pay a $10 deposit in order to get the remote for the TV. How horrible is that? I mean, just don't even have the remote. Just say there's no fucking remote, right? I mean, why would you even... Holy Christ. Everything's horrible. Let's do this real quick. Someone informed me that my impression of Oprah in space doesn't really sound like Oprah. Now, I think I'm pretty good at Oprah impressions. I think my impression is very accurate, you know. And keep in mind, this is Oprah in space, okay? This is not the Oprah you're used to. This is Oprah in space. Should we do a little bit of Oprah in space just to sort of kick it off here? Let's get something cosmic going. Hey, everybody. My name's Oprah. I'm trapped in outer space. Today, we're going to talk about a lot of big topics. I have a space ray that I'm going to use to shoot. And I'm going to shoot it at Ray from Sister Sister. Okay. My girl Gail's coming up into the Oprah Thip. What are we going to talk about? Who knows? People speculate that we're gay. I don't know why it even matters, because I'm barely even a woman anymore. Do you think Oprah could golf? Oprah never tried golfing before she went out into space, but I kind of wish I had. You know why? I think it's an important skill. You can talk to men in their executive boardroom, which is the golf green, honey. Let's take a look at my vision board. Today, I made my vision board about what I hope to see tomorrow, and it's this endless blackness of cold, cold space. By the way, part of why Oprah went up here is because she managed to pack on some layers. Okay? A fan. And she doesn't need to worry about getting cold, girlfriend. Also, I can wear a space helmet 24/7, which makes my face look like just a big, fat, round grape made out of chocolate. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Oprah in Space, and we'll have a great time today. Okay. So that's what Oprah sounds like in space. So what does Oprah sound like in real life? You know, I honestly hadn't really ever tried to look. I can't. Oh, Jesus. You know, I'm looking at Oprah videos. Here's a hard thing about Oprah videos. When you say, like, all right, let's look at some Oprah videos. There's like a retarded kid in a wheelchair. There's like a man with no face. Looks like fucking Darkman. Should we look at that? This is called Oprah 20th Anniversary Heart Prince Jacque Sabrito. Let's see what happens.
Take a look at this picture. This is Jacque.
All right, pretty good looking.
Sabrito, beautiful 20-year-old who had everything to look forward to. Everything. Look at
until
this.
She melted.
As an only child growing up in Caracas, Venezuela, Jacque.
Uh-oh. See, things are already... Okay, she's growing up in Venezuela, life. Which is bad. And now we're seeing a picture of her when she looks like she's about 5, standing in a dress showing off her butt. She's got her hands on her waist, looking over her shoulder. It's a definite
beautiful
butt picture.
And smart. I love hang out with friends and, you know, to go parties.
Ooh, in a bikini?
Enjoy life. In college, she studied engineering with hopes of one day taking over her father's manufacturing business.
That would be great.
She had dreams of getting married.
Ah, don't we all?
A lot of children.
A lot of children.
In August of 1999, Jacque said goodbye to her parents in Venezuela to set off.
All right,
on a
get to
adventure.
Where her face
she
melted
moved
already.
To Texas to study English.
Ooh, she
this
got a serious
today.
Oprah
Jacque
face.
Was literally
holy shit. If an alien and Freddy Krueger had a baby and it fell out of a moving car face first.
Burned alive during a horrific
holy
accident.
Christ. And she's wearing a Freddy Krueger hat, by the way.
The young man
did you hear the people owing? Oh shit.
She moved
let's hear
to
that
Texas
again
to study English. This is Jacque today. Jacque was literally burned alive
oh
during a horrific accident. The young man responsible for doing this to her is now in prison, and he agreed to talk to us about the fateful night that altered so many lives.
I burned her alive with a cigar.
Senior in high school.
Oh, he's American.
Started on the football team, made good grades. I was known as a good kid in the
future was so bright, I had to wear shades.
One decision would change Reggie Steffi's life forever.
Reggie Steffi.
Gone out to a friend's house after work.
He's showing a blurry thing of people
drinking beer. I decided to go on to another party. I wasn't paying attention to how much I was drinking. I was just out having a good time.
Having a good time.
Same night, when,
how does that
Severino
result in her burning
about
alive?
Going to a birthday party.
Yeah,
and I
bet.
Was thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to wear?
Well, I got
after the
wear.
Party, she accepted a ride home from a young woman who lived near her
what
dormitory.
What am I going to wear? It's going to get burned onto my skin forever.
The party, we were five people in the car.
Five.
Four girls and one boy.
At about 4 o'clock in the morning, I got in my SUV and I headed home.
Okay.
On a four-lane road just outside of Austin, Reggie's SUV crossed the center line and hit the car Jackie was riding in head-on.
The last thing I remember was headlights and impact.
Headlights
Two girls in Jackie's car were killed instantly. Jackie was trapped. Her legs were pinned under the dashboard. She was helpless as flames engulfed her face and body.
This looks like a Burger King commercial, what I'm seeing.
By the flames.
Here's a okay, she was engulfed.
Melted away.
She was melted face.
Sunday.
The guy's in jail.
Dwayne Roberts was on call that night.
They did surgery on her, which,
doctors,
you know.
And an endless search for
Jesus, she's wearing
burned.
Like a, God, what? I don't understand. I mean, she's burned. She's wearing a mask that just looks fucking horrifying. I mean, could they have gotten a scarier mask? They might as well put a Halloween mask over. It's just plain white with no features. What's the movie I'm thinking of?
Face and
It'll
body.
Come to me. Oh,
she has
God.
50 surgeries.
Her hands are turned into mittens.
There are many more to come. Last February,
putting drops in her eyes.
See her face for the first time.
Whew.
When I really see it the first time, I felt like a monster.
Yeah,
like
alien.
Jackie
the guy
is getting
from
stronger,
Order.
But faces years of treatment and uncertainty, all because of one.
She's putting on
driver.
Makeup, it looks like.
I miss my body.
But I'm not sure. Maybe it's like, oh, she's brushing her. Oh, she's brushing her teeth.
Go forward and still say, yes, I
okay,
think
now they're in Oprah's grandma's house doing an interview. I'm not kidding. There is a large, life-size black doll on a couch behind her. Is this Oprah's room? Is this an Oprah room?
No. I mean, as I was sitting there with her, I thought, well, you know, I've done a lot of talk over the years about inner beauty and how your
But Jesus Christ, I talk a lot about beauty, but Jesus Christ, this bitch is burned. Via the pile of gum that I wouldn't even want to.
In, and you have to have the right spirit, and it doesn't mean anything. Trapped inside this burned, scarred.
You're trapped inside a burnt, scarred, deformed, horrible, scary, frightening to children, awful, unsexy, unless you're real weird, and then it's real sexy, which is even worse than being unsexy. Body. How does that feel?
Body.
Yeah, I feel like when you are like inside a car.
Holy
and
Christ.
You want to get out,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot, because you know, if you go...
By the way, good analogy. It's like being trapped inside a car that you can't get out, which is actually exactly what happened that caused me to be burned. I'm pretty hung up on this experience, as you may understand, because it turned me into a fucking monster.
Out, you will be free.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that. I feel like I am inside of this body,
mm-hmm.
but...
Some hot blonde girl in the audience is crying.
I'm the same person than
You're
before.
Same person. How do you feel about, now we just watched the tape of the man who is now in jail. He'll be in jail for six, seven years,
sure.
And he will be out and he will go on with his life. While you have already had 50 surgeries.
Yeah, you'll be fine by then.
And will have countless more
I'm
surgeries.
Sure.
How do you feel about him? Do you harbor
I would
anger
like to take over his body and become him, become a man.
Towards him, do you harbor anger toward the fact that you know, he made a stupid mistake driving intoxicated.
I feel, I can say, like a
three or four times a year when I'm very, very depressed, that I say, oh, come on, why he did this? My father, my mother, my family.
Okay, I can't watch this. This is horrible. What a horrible thing to make fun of, huh? Some burned lady. Anyway, I don't really see any difference. My name is Oprah, and today I'm going to ask a weird question of a lady who got real burned in space. She had a space accident. Someone was drunk driving a space station. Did you know you could drive a space station? I had no idea. I thought they just kind of came up here and built them with tubes. But there's tubes, hallways, byways, highways. Every kind of ways is in the space. I thought it would be like just living like a little Oprah hamster up here. Child, it's different. It's hard. Almost as hard as being burned alive. Thank you very much. I've been Oprah. We're going to have a great day. Jesus. Doctor Who theme is fairly piercing in audio, by the way. Okay. Is that enough today? Did I just talk about a bunch of dumb shit all day? Thanks, everybody, for listening. I say that every time. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. Okay? No one's written me an email for like a goddamn 100 years. Write me an email to read on this show. Christ's sake. Take 5 seconds. I'm going to take hours to do this for you. Every day. Hours every minute. Doing this shit. Do you think that these beers and whiskeys drink themselves to prepare me to do this show? To put my mind in the right headspace of minds? No. This is done by a man. An adult man who's destroying his life for you. Destroying his life with whiskey and binges of How I Met Your Mother. Okay? All right. Well, in that case, have a good night. You know I'm here to stay. Never gonna give up. No matter how you treat me. Never gonna give up. Those trumpets are real farty.